Take a nice deep breath and relax yourself to the point you relax even deeper. And in a moment, I'm going to have you open and close your eyes. With each number I count, I want you to just relax. And each time I say sleep, you'll close your eyes. In a moment, I'm going to have you open and close your eyes, and I'll say a number. And with each one, you'll just relax more and more. One, open your eyes. And sleep, just relax, just let go. Two, just sleep. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, just let yourself relax. Good, good. In fact, your eyes are so loose, so limp, so relaxed. At three, you try to open your eyes, they open just a tiny bit, if at all. And four, just let go and sleep. Just sleep that sleep of relaxation from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Just let yourself relax. Physical, mental, emotional relaxation. Now your eyes are so relaxed, they're glued shut. They won't open at all. At five, you try to open your eyes and you can't. Try to open your eyes, you can't. Your eyebrows wiggle, your eyes won't open. And six, you just let go and go deeper and deeper and deeper. You're doing absolutely wonderful. Good, you're almost there. Seven, you try to open your eyes again and you can't. In fact, you don't even try. You just focus on your heart rate and your breathing. At eight, you just let go. Just let go. That's right. Nine, you just think about letting go even deeper. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual relaxation. And ten, you go there now. And since today's that day about relationships, about love, about all those things that we fall in love with, we like to think it's just us, but we find out that most people are in love with being in love. We constantly want to fall in love. And when we're young and we're single, we want to fall in love with a significant other. And then eventually, maybe that changes. You have children, you fall in love with them. And then other things. How many of us talk about, I love my car. I love this. I love that. We love being in love. But what's interesting, as you're relaxing now, do you take time to be in love with yourself? Do you take time to be in love with yourself? When was the last time you fell in love with you? Unfortunately, many of us have been in a relationship with ourselves for 20, 30, 40, 50, however many years we've been alive. And has it been a good relationship? Have we nurtured it the same way we would a marriage or a good partnership, a business partnership, or a good friendship? There are times you may not get along. You don't like certain things. But with a really close friend, you'll just go, well, that's just them. And of course, with a significant intimate partner, you'll just accept that that's part of them. But yet with ourselves, we'll reject those parts of ourselves. We'll beat ourselves up. And then we don't even try to change it because we're so mad at it. We won't look at it, acknowledge it, and go, I wonder why. I wonder what. So what if you spent that time that you would spend falling in love with another person or something? What if you spent that time falling in love with yourself? Not in an arrogant, obnoxious, conceited way, but the same way you would in a healthy way. The same way, if you've been in a long-term relationship, you accept the good, the bad, the indifferent, you love them anyway. And so what if you loved yourself anyway, with your faults, with your frailties, with your humanness, with your humanness? We all have humanness. And humanness means frailties, faults, shortcomings. And they may change. Today's weakness can be tomorrow's strength, but then you may develop new weaknesses or new strengths. So what if you really committed now to falling in love with yourself? So now imagine walking into a magical place. And when you do, you see a desk. And at that desk is an open book. And when you sit at the desk, you look at the book and it's empty. There's no pages on it. And there's a pen next to it. It's a magical pen. And so suddenly what appears on the jacket of the book is it's a love affair with myself. A love affair with myself. By, and you write your name. Your name is there. Then you open it up, and maybe you start with a prologue of something like, it took me years to come to the fact that the most important relationship I have, more important than my significant other, even my children, co-workers, profession, everything, the most important thing is my relationship to myself. And then you write today's date, Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2018, is the day I commit to being in love with myself. And then you know, as you turn the page and you begin to write the things and the stuff you're going to do to commit to yourself, the time you're going to make from a few minutes to maybe even more, to just not just get to know you, but to nurture you, to help you grow and commit to being the person you want to be. It might be taking classes. It might be listening to more audios. It might be reading. It could be all of those things. It could be just feeling okay with taking time to be with yourself, where there's no other voice interfering. No partner, no child, no coworker, just your own self. And whether you do that at home or out in nature, when you commit to being with yourself, and you commit to becoming your own best friend, you realize only by being your own best friend can you really be friends with others. When people say that their husband, wife, or partner is my best friend, that's wonderful. And hopefully, they're also their own best friend. Because if you really accept yourself, you can really begin to accept other people. Because many times we notice the things we dislike in other people are the things we have in ourselves. Or as Shakespeare said, me think doth do protest too much. So sometimes we realize that, and other times we don't. But what I want you to do is feel free to spend the time in the most important investment and relationship you'll ever have, and that's with you. When you really commit to taking time for yourself, and love yourself for your humanness, with your humanness, your faults, your weaknesses, your strengths, your assets, your liabilities, every part of you. And realize that you're a human being, not a human doing, and not a human perfect. Not a human being, not a human doing, not a human perfect. Everything is a work in progress. Every day you're different. And as we learned in a video, or you can review, you're not the same person you were a few weeks ago. Physically, you're different. Most of the cells in your body have already changed. Most of the cells have died and been replaced by new cells. So you're really not who you were a few months ago. So if you did things you didn't like a few months ago, it doesn't mean you have to do them in the future. You're physically not that person. You have to carry and review and revitalize that old memory to re-imprint it even on the basic cells that you now have. What if you make that commitment now in your book that I'm going to love who I am and who I'm becoming because I'm a new person? My cells are changing. With every breath that you take, you breathe out in and out thousands, millions, billions of particles that weren't there before. And so you nurture that. You're not who you were before. And you can change things. We all know that. Lose weight, gain weight, get in shape, do this, do that, get a haircut, change our style. That's physical things. But we're also not who we are before. We're going to be who we want to be if you change your thinking. Because your thinking imprints your physical. And if you love and nurture it, it's like the experiment they did. When they took water and they played upbeat, positive, loving music. Or just put it where people were saying positive, loving things around the water. It was much more impactful to the water. In fact, it made beautiful ice. But when they played negative like hard rock or negative comments around the water, it affected it where it didn't make the same kind of ice crystals. It was actually affected at the molecular level by the energy and the thoughts. And so your cells are. So you have to love yourself to heal yourself. And you can't fix a relationship, or you can't get a better relationship, or you can't improve until you love yourself. That's right. And so you write this in the book. Good. And now as you're sitting there, you look up and you see on the other side of a glass door a being that loves you unconditionally. Could be someone from your past. It could be a religious figure, Jesus or Buddha or God. Could be your higher self. Could be a pet. But someone who loves you unconditionally. And your consciousness drifts over and experiences unconditional love for yourself, the way that your higher self loves you. The same way like a pet looks at a dog looks at its owner with unconditional love. To that dog, it doesn't matter if you're living on Park Avenue or on a park bench, the dog's going to love you. And you love yourself with that same nurturing. You feel those feelings. So you bring those feelings back to now and experience them in a way that will surprise and delight you. Good. And I know that you'll continue writing in this book because, like any relationship, you have to work on it. You have to spend time and you have to develop it. So you're going to close today's session in your book by writing down the date of the first date with yourself. Maybe you're going to get those 36 questions and ask them of yourself. If you are in a relationship, before you ask them of your partner, maybe you'll just sit there and ask them of yourself. Good. And make that commitment to you. Good. Good. Because it's what you want, what you need, and what you desire. Great. So nothing can erase it. Wonderful. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and bring you back to this time and this place. But you're going to come back feeling much, much better than before. Feeling love. Just as you begin to come back, the last thing I want you to do as you leave the desk, I want you to think about the first person you really fell in love with, that you really loved. In a, let's say, a romantic way, but someone that you loved. And remember what that feeling of falling in love felt like. The giddiness, the, oh, you're happy. You know, like you see in the movies where things are bright, there's songs, everything is wonderful. And I want you to feel that feeling as you look back on yourself. Feel that feeling of just getting the excitement of falling in love. Except this time, it's with you. Good. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and bring you back. But you come back feeling fabulous. 1, coming on up. 2, drifting to the surface. 3, falling in love with yourself in a healthy, vibrant way. 4, wide awake, clear-headed, and refreshed. And 5, open your eyes. Come on back. Good.